Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Rose Wallen. He is with the 4-H program in Emory County as part of the USU Extension. And it's going to be summertime with programs and programs and programs right around the corner. And 4-H does such great things in the summer for kids. And we're going to talk about some of the things that they've got planned out there. Plus, we've got a camp in Logan for 7th and 8th graders. We're going to tell you a little information about that and what you need to do if it's something that maybe interests you and you would like to go. Ro, thank you so much for coming over today.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Let's talk about 4-H because that's fun things and summertime is right around the corner. So you guys always take out all the stops when it comes to summer stuff.
I think we've got something every single week this summer. So.
And that's awesome. Now, to be a part of these, though, you've got to be a member of 4-H, right?
Yes.
So how do they need to go about doing that?
Very simple to sign up. It's on our website. It's 4H.zsuite, Z as in zebra, SUITE.org. It's easy to sign up. If you have questions, you're also welcome to call our office. We can walk you through the process, 435-381-3535.
And once again, $10 and you're in.
$10 is it to sign up for the whole year.
And so 4-H is a great program. I've talked in the past about how, you know, when people hear 4-H, sometimes they automatically gravitate towards like agriculture and ranching and those kinds of things. But there is that aspect to 4-H, but you guys are all about, you know, skill sets and careers and finding something to keep the kids interested and fun. And maybe something will stick for them, right? That's what it's
sure,
all about.
That's absolutely it. And you're right. The beginnings of 4-H were with farming and ranching families. But really our main focus is on learning by doing. So whether that's farming or whether that's science, you know, arts and crafts, any kind of career, really lots of different things. We just want kids to try things out and see what they like.
It's all about hands-on.
It is.
Really. So let's dive right in and start talking about some of these summer programs that you guys have over in Emory County. Now, here's the thing. We've talked about it in the past as well. If you are a parent that works in Carbon County, but maybe you work in Emory County, and there's something on here that your kid is interested in or maybe wants to go do, you know what? They're more than welcome. All they've got to do, once again, is be a member of 4-H, and they could go over.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. Anybody is welcome. We usually get cousins and friends and grandkids of people in Emory County, despite where they might live. They come and
so everyone's welcome. Once again, you've just got to be a member of 4-H.
Yes.
And those things. So let's talk about some of the great summer programs that you've got planned over in Emory County this year.
We've got a lot of things coming up. My personal favorite is Junior Master Gardener. I love gardening and playing with plants. I like introducing kids to, growing vegetables, flowers, getting their hands in the dirt, and that one's always a lot of fun for me.
Being a little self-sufficient never hurt anybody, right?
It didn't. No. So that one's lots of fun. We also have a cooking class that I think will be great. You know, learn some skills and maybe have some treats as you do that. Art camp is going to be a great one. We're going to have, you can come for a couple days and paint. I think we sculpted a little bit last year, so some clay and some oils. It was really a great time. No prior skill necessary. This has come and developed some skills.
And the great thing about it is no judgment on your art when you're
absolutely
done.
Absolutely not. So we've also got, we've got some science camps planned, sewing, quilt camp, things like that. So probably something for everyone.
And once again, I mentioned at the top of the interview, you've got a seminar coming up for 7th and 8th graders. And you said that you kind of got put into this one because this is something that used to happen all the time in Price.
It did, yes. So it used to be kind of a local camp. Maybe it'll come back, I hope. but this year, it's for 7th and 8th graders. Statewide. This year it's going to be held in Logan. It's pirate themed, so I think that'll be kind of fun. And you know, it's for a lot of kids, it's their sort of their first sleepaway camp and a good experience.
And so if anybody wants or needs more information on that, they can just give you a call at the office.
They can give us a call. They can look on our website.
And you can get them registered for that. Okay. The other thing, too, is are some of these classes, as far as if you're going to need supplies and things like that, do you kind of want to cap some of them and just so you know, so you can go buy things that need to be purchased?
We do try to get people to sign up usually about the week before.
Okay. So if any of these things look interesting and it's something that you may want to do, just get on there and it's the Z Suite, correct?
Yes. Once you're signed up, they're all going to be on there for you to register.
Go in there and try and get in the week before so they kind of have a head count of how many people are going to be there. And once again, Ro, let's give them the phone number if they've got any questions so they can get a hold of you guys
Absolutely. The number at the office is 435-381-3535.
All right. Rose Wallen with the 4-H Club over in Emery County, all part of the USU Extension Office. Appreciate you coming in. Get ready to have a fun summer, sounds like.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.